left.
Someone turn up. I got no shit in my bed. That's how they started. All right.
I just shipped my bed.
Someone shipped their bed. Welcome to Logicast. This is episode 2. It's Tuesday, May 28th, 2014.
Not
in our
is
world.
It?
No,
not
2013.
Is it?
It's 2013. Is it? Yeah, yeah. Thank God. Thanks for correcting me because I have a bad calendar.
Yeah.
What
did we win? Nobody knows.
We didn't win anything. We won pride. All right. Let's jump right into it. We had a great first episode. Okay, no need to interrupt.
Ooh, piece of candy.
Okay. All right.
Wait, what's that?
What's what?
Ooh, piece of candy. Spell it for me.
Spell what for you, Grandma? Okay. No, okay, let's actually... And no more sounds. What's this? You want a new house. Speaking of new
and
houses.
And Oprah... Wait.
What?
Oprah would say
what?
She would give everyone a
She would say...
I just shipped my bed.
That's what she would
and
say.
And what's Oprah's career looking like?
She's looking like a... Down the toilet. No.
I just shipped
okay,
my
we
bed.
Get it. You shit your bed. Okay. Speaking of houses and free ones, mm-hmm. Let's talk about actual life houses. We're both moving. We're both in the moving process.
Yeah, so how are we going to do a podcast when you move?
Well, we might do one on the road, maybe.
Huh?
I don't know.
You never thought about that
driving
one,
driving in a truck somewhere.
We don't need the studio for
yeah,
it.
No, so. We don't need that part of the studio.
No, but we need this part.
We need this part of the studio to be able to do it. Okay, listen, little couch lady over there. Stop being on Vine. It's ruining our podcast. Plug some headphones in. For shit's sake.
Ruining our fucking...
No, but... you...
Ooh,
you
just shipped your bed.
No, okay. Where you... Explain where you're moving to. Where are you moving? How far are you moving from where you live now?
12 minutes.
12 minutes drive. You timed it.
Not 15, 12. Oh, what happened? I got disconnected here, folks. Oh, I'm back. Oh, I'm back. Okay.
He's back.
Wait. Oh. Okay.
All right. Well, I have no idea where I'm moving.
Yeah, we don't know yet.
We don't know where I'm moving yet. So no. I don't know what we're going to do about the podcast. We'll have to find something. If anything, we can just move it to your bedroom in your new house.
Oh, thank God.
Like a portable.
My house isn't going to be built till.
A portable one. Okay.
Wait. You're moving into a new house. Like a built one. Probably.
Yeah, one that's already built.
Yeah, so you'll probably have it before
you're moving
me.
Into an actual new house. Okay, enough with the burps.
So, dude.
You want some burps.
Dude, so you'll have the podcast set up for me. My house won't be built till this is after summer.
I know. Well, I'm going to be in I'm going to be in here till the end of the summer.
Oh, thank God.
So then
we can do all podcasts.
Yeah, we can do everything up to then. We can do all here, even when shit's getting moved out.
Yeah.
We're fine. Thank God. Okay, first of all, today is, what is Quiz Tuesday? Quiz Day Tuesday?
Mm-hmm. Quiz like Day Tuesday, I like
Quiz
that
Day
one.
Tuesday. That's what we're calling this segment from now on. Quiz
well,
Day
apparently
Tuesday.
Apparently it wasn't because Nick didn't set up any questions.
No, I got
me.
Questions. You want the first? Here, we'll do the first question since it's the first part. You're getting a call. I'm
what?
Answering it.
Live no, who is it?
Ed's phone.
Ed's phone.
How can I help you?
Who is it?
No, this is Nick.
Oh
yo, what's
God.
Up? Is this Boston?
He's actually retarded.
Boston? Yeah, what's up, man? We're in the
oh
middle
God,
of a podcast
he's on the phone
right now.
With Lawson, the Boston serial killer.
Can we call you back? I don't know what time. God
I
damn.
Don't answer my phone.
No,
Ed's phone? No.
Oh, there's a project. Okay, well, Ed will call you when it's done. I'm not sure. It'll be like, I don't know, but it'll be a bit. I think we're doing two episodes.
Why does he want me to call?
I don't
why
know
am
why he wants you to call him.
Just
okay,
hang.
Bye, Boston. All right, let's get back on track here.
Okay, what were we talking about? Oh, yeah, Quiz Day Tuesday. Give me my goddamn
I don't know
phone.
If the alarm stopped or whatever.
No, it's still going. Let
okay.
Me...
Well, anyway, we don't want to go over 20. Well, last episode, okay, cool. Yeah, last episode, we went over an hour, and that was a little too long. Like, we know people's not.
Yeah,
gonna
nobody's
going to. An hour. So we decided on a set time of 25 minutes an episode.
I mean, they might listen to it if it's
they
interesting.
They might listen to it, and it is interesting
it
if
is.
They if they understand. Anyway, so we're going to, since it's the beginning of the podcast, I'm going to answer or ask the first question.
Mm-hmm.
So number one, Edward, I'm going to quiz Ed. Number one is, how many pine cones are on a standard conifer?
It's a conifer tree.
Yeah,
like
a pine cone
like
tree.
Corey Conacher.
No, conifer. Conifer with an F, not Conic with a
CH. Okay, so, okay.
Conifer.
Conifer.
Yeah.
Conifer. Okay, conifer.
Yeah.
How many pine cones on average
of pine cones?
19,000.
On a standard, your guess is 19,000? Yes. 21,000. That's pretty close.
Oh, okay.
That's pretty close.
I can. You can give me that one. Give me a mulligan.
That was not really a mulligan. Close. You were within.
Like Boston would have said.
You were within 3,000. Yeah. I don't know why he called you, but whatever. Okay. Number two. We'll just do number two right now. We'll save three for the end.
Amen.
How many songs by Eminem have you heard, or how many are there made?
You asking me? Isn't that a personal question?
No. How many songs has Eminem made?
Well.
Do you like that you're aware of
studio albums?
Yeah, like studio album songs. How many songs of Eminem have you ever heard? Like, what can you estimate the amount of songs he's ever made?
Well, where did you get your source? www.wikipedia/Eminem.
Thank you for stating that. Yes,
that's where I got it.
Yes.
Well, are you including like songs like underground songs?
Yes, including underground. That shit for underground.
Okay, well,
dude, that
I'm
shit
gonna
was
guess
from Stan. That's a good song. But anyway,
225.
Dun, 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 dun. 225 is exactly right. Congratulations, Edward. You win the prize. She's sitting on the couch.
What do I get? Oh. Yeah, but it's okay, folks. So
So something funny happened today.
Huh.
I got a call from Tip Top Tailors, the suit place. And I went because prom's coming up soon.
Wait, why are you even getting a suit?
Because, well, okay.
I thought you can't go to ours either.
No, I might be able to. I probably can.
He's gone Hollywood.
No. The thing is, it's unknown. Anyway, it's up in the air. So let me continue. So I went there a couple weeks ago before I had any of this stuff going on. And they ordered me two suits, one for this week and one for next week.
Mm-hmm.
Or next month, I guess, whenever ours is, our promise. Excuse me. And we're drinking some fizzy beverages. They're causing our chest to
get on with it.
Right. So they called me while I was at school today, and I thought it was something important, like my parents or something, so I pick it up. And he's kind of like, hello, you're 3:30. And
you answered your phone in class.
I left. And I asked him to repeat it, and he goes, your suit is in the store as soon as possible. Can you come in and try? See, I would, Manuel, or whatever.
Manuel.
I don't know what his name was.
Armando.
Armando, or Monroe. I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, I remember.
But I forgot to cancel that order because I went and bought a suit a few days after, and my mom said she was going to cancel it, but I guess she didn't get around to it.
So they charged
your
credit card?
Okay, bye. No, we paid for it in cash. Not paid for it, but we put the down payment on the order. So it was like $20.
So
it's fine. It was just funny.
So if you don't pay, no suit, no pay. No shoes, no shirt, no service.
Dun, 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 dun. Correct. That's question number three. No, it's not.
Was there a question?
There's a third question.
Oh, thank God. I thought that we were done already.
No. Meningitis.
Spell it for me.
Once again, the question is meningitis.
Spell it for me.
Okay. Can I have a definition, please?
The really bad disease people get. Meningitis.
Spell it for me.
Please.
Is it Latin?
Yeah. I believe it's a French
origin. Okay, here we go.
We're
going to go into it. The word is what?
Meningitis.
Okay.
Spell it for me.
Please.
Please do not say I'm wrong until I'm done spelling.
Well.
Okay.
Hold on. I have to Google it at the same
time.
No.
Okay, fine. Oh, what happened? We're gone, folks.
You're fine.
Folks.
Your headphones came unplugged.
Wait, were you still on?
Yeah.
Okay, folks. Nick just unplugged my headphone.
No, I didn't.
Okay, I'm not going to look at the screen on how it's spelled.
Yeah, no, close your eyes right now.
Wait, can it be, what's that, is the game show Jeopardy where they guess the letters? Can we do that?
Jeopardy's the show where you don't, Jeopardy's the question.
Oh, that's the one where like 500 for, right?
I got it. All right, give it a shot.
Spell it for me.
Can I please just ask
you,
what's the game where the girl punches the
wheel? Oh,
no,
fortune.
Is it actually?
Yes.
Anyways. Okay, so I'm going to guess it's spelt...
Um, Meningitis.
An emoticon symbol. Smiley face.
No. Come on, just do it.
No, okay.
Just
M-E-N-N-A-N-G-I-T-I-S.
No, you didn't win.
What was it then, Smarty Pants?
M-E-N-I.
Oh, he's acting smart now because
G-I-T-I-S. Meningitis. Bam! I win. So
well, I got 2 out of 3. So.
Okay.
Oh, we should have had Ange done questions and tested us. We'll do it next time, folks.
Yeah, we'll get her to plan it out next time. Ange, can you pull up a squat? Pop up here, please. I have a couple. This next story.
Was that the
you.
Only questions he had for me?
Yeah, there's
lame.
Three. I'll get more next Tuesday.
Well, no, about the facts, you should ask me questions.
I have
about
facts.
Those.
After,
yeah, but
I facts
the,
after.
The facts, you should ask me questions.
It's also random facts.
See if
it's
I
a segment.
No, the answer.
Okay, listen.
To the
stop
facts.
Talking for Ange. Come on, come on, Ange. Come on, pull up a squat, you loser. All right, I'll pretend I'm Ange.
Please don't touch the mic like that.
Okay.
You're gonna break it.
We're talking about your tennis experience yesterday, Ange. Can you please come chat with us? Stop taking pictures
Matthew,
of yourself.
Get over here,
Matthew. Just pull up the bench here. Okay, we finally got her. Thank God.
And I'm back.
Okay,
you were never
down.
Here.
You were never located on this premises. Okay, first, what did you ask me again?
Oh, me?
Yeah. That won't. Okay.
I know.
Okay, thank God.
Okay, basically, I said.
Okay, well, let's just move on. We'll come
well,
back to whatever.
Well, today Nick ditched me at lunch, so.
I didn't ditch
I was
you at lunch.
There in the art room.
No, I got a ride home. What's a better decision?
You told me you would meet me.
Stay. I also told you I'd meet you back on the school year.
Oh my god!
Three,
class
but then
person
I left.
That puts on earphones.
Do you not remember
that they have headphones on?
Do you not remember that when Brian Gale kicked a soccer ball at my head?
Yeah.
And then the next day I was
okay,
gone
people,
forever.
Okay, we'll say that story for Thursday.
Okay, we'll say that story for next episode. It's pretty funny.
It's funny as hell.
Yeah, it's funny.
It's actually the funniest thing
won't be able
that's ever
it,
happened.
It's yeah.
It's
one
it
of the
started
funniest
the friendship.
It started a good friendship. It started it off right. All right. So yesterday night I was bored as shit. And so I tweeted, who wants to be my tennis partner this summer?
And I said me.
And the most unfortunate person responded to the tweet. I'm kidding. It's a joke.
Wait, is that actually how it happened?
Yeah. She tweeted at me and then I
oh,
called her.
I thought
her,
like
I
maybe
went,
you called her.
Yo, Ange. So.
That's embarrassing.
Are you actually good at tennis? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm actually good. Are you
this
sure?
This never happened.
Yeah, I'm actually good. It did.
Oh, it happened.
Yeah,
it happened. It happened.
I played like 5 years ago.
I played like a while ago and I was really good. Oh, okay. Sure.
Like a while? She meant like a month ago, right?
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I thought. Yeah. Like I played like maybe last summer.
That's what
like
we
that.
Thought.
That's what I thought. You were at work.
Did you think that happened?
Oh, we thought it.
Okay. Can I continue? Please.
Yes.
Fucking both Matthews. All right. So then she picks me up. We go to the McDonald's first because someone needs a smoothie.
I'm talking to your mic there.
So I'm here. Someone needs a smoothie.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Okay, because there's no courts.
Hurry up and get to
okay,
it.
Okay, so finally we got back to the tennis court. We get on the court. Bitch hasn't played. Ever.
Bitch hasn't played because she.
Maybe once. Yeah. Maybe Angela's maybe played once. Sorry for referring to you as that. It's just necessary.
She hasn't pulled any noobs.
No, she wasn't actually that bad. You actually did okay.
Thank you.
I would be better. Me and you have never played tennis together. Do you never invite me?
Yes, we did. Do you not remember that time?
Why don't we ever go, Edward?
Because you're...
we don't like tennis there, Mr. M&M.
She's holding
Mike.
The most expensive mic I own.
Yo.
She's literally holding the mic as... It's
like, I don't know what that is. But no, I would be honored to play.
Wait, now that I think of it, reminds me of... Doesn't it look at the mic? Doesn't it remind you?
Please.
Doesn't the mic remind you of Larry King Live?
Yeah.
It reminds me of his face.
No, he has like a big one.
Oh, yeah.
He has like a big one beside
don't
him.
Smell it. Probably smells like Jimmy.
Yeah, probably
his
smells
mouth.
Like Jimmy's puke.
Because okay. A big boom to head like this. Okay.
No, I'd be honored to play again. It was fun.
You don't know it.
Are you gonna accept my invitation?
What?
It was honored to play again. I'll play. Are you honored to play? I'll play with you.
Thank you.
Okay.
We cannot just speak into the mic.
No problem. Okay.
What?
Did you have fun?
Yeah, it was a good time. Good exercise, you know.
I do.
Shaped up.
Shaped up.
Bands.
Yeah, you walked the whole time. I was one running. Anyway.
Yeah, Nick's the room. Running around catching the balls.
He likes to catch balls, people.
No, I knew that was coming.
Balls, people.
Yeah. Okay, next. Random facts.
Okay.
No.
Okay, question
in.
Me on them.
Do you want me to mute you?
Question me on the question me on the random facts.
I have all the power here.
We got about eight minutes left.
We have about 8 minutes? Yeah.
Don't worry, we'll do a couple more today.
Yeah, we'll turn. Yeah, don't worry about it.
What the hell?
I'm kidding.
That's it. I'm leaving.
No, you can still talk. You just, can you not?
We
just,
didn't actually mute you.
Can you not take advantage of the having the mic? And you have to turn it around so the little circle's in front of you. You got it?
You got it?
Anyway. I meant this little circle here.
Thanks.
Okay. So first random fact. Ed, do you know this?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, who are you texting? Put your phone down.
Okay.
We're in the middle of something.
Just.
Thank you. Can you please?
Would someone please just
as soon as
ask
you,
me.
As soon
me.
As you tell him, he does
ask
it.
Ask me a question about the
it's
fact.
It's not fair. Just
ask
she
me
has
a
woman
question
parts
about the
doesn't
fact.
Mean you get to listen to her.
Ask me a question about
the
fact.
What the hell?
Okay there, Grandma. Ask me a question about the fact.
Poning.
I'm poning you, woman.
Spell it for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, spell it for me.
Well, I'll spell it all right.
I just shit my bed.
Okay, random fact one.
Okay, ask me a question.
Ed
about
Bell,
you don't
it's
just
not a
state
question.
It. Well, you
I'm
don't
stating the random fact, and you give me your thoughts on it. That's how this works. Ready?
Here you go.
Okay, well, he's being a little... Okay, random fact one.
Okay.
Edward Bell.
Yes.
Did you know that if you keep a goldfish in the complete darkness for its entire life...
I know, it'll glow or something.
No, it turns white. It lit after you keep it in the dark. If it's a little baby for like a few weeks, it turns white. I saw a video of
it
a
goes,
time lapse.
So it goes white.
It turns white.
It never stay. It never goes back.
Never goes back.
How come I've never seen one?
It never go back.
What?
How come I've never seen one?
Because no one keeps their goldfish in the dark, idiot.
Why not? Well, let's do it.
Okay. Well, we can try it.
I'm gonna kill a goldfish.
No, we're not gonna kill
die.
It.
Probably dies.
No, my brother had a goldfish named Jamal. He's the best guy. All right.
Okay.
Next.
Okay. Awkward.
This one's cool, actually.
You're cool.
Can I please
I know.
Smell that?
It's just lemon Mio.
It
yo,
smells.
By the way, I found the best eBay deal on Mios.
Huh?
You can buy 12 Green Thunder Mios. You know the ones we don't have?
Online?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
For $20. 16. Oh, he got it in his nose.
Oh,
all right, listen.
It.
Oh, it's probably burning like shit.
All I want to do is smell it. And
well, you don't need to do that.
Apparently he does. Okay, listen.
Oh.
Second one, the average...
Should we go to McDonald's later, people?
Maybe.
We don't know.
The average
in
right-handed person.
In a bit. Nickel come.
The average right-handed.
Yes.
I won't.
You're not ambidextrous?
What was that?
Because he said right-handed. Isn't that double-handed?
Listen, if the average right-handed person lives 9 years longer than a left-handed person.
I'm right-handed.
I know. So we're going.
Are you left?
No, I'm right. Sandy's
thank God.
Left.
Oh.
Dad's left.
Spell it for me.
Spell what for you, Grandma? Go back to bed.
Bam.
You won a new bed. Wait, what did you win?
I just shipped my bed.
Oh, the guy shit his bed.
What does that have to do with it?
I don't know. Just
give me
on.
Another fact.
I don't have any more.
I'll give you.
Okay, I'll ask you. Actually, I have a couple questions now that I think of it.
Okay, ask hold me on. The questions then.
Well, I hope there's enough time.
Yeah, there's enough time.
Yeah. We can extend this one a little longer.
I had sweaty balls right now.
Oh, ho, ho.
Okay, great.
Well, did I ask you, Ange?
No. Okay, I got a couple questions to ask Nick here, folks. I hope you don't. Just bear with me here. Bear with me. Because Nick's got the right to bear arms, so he would have actual bear arms attached.
Connor Bridges?
What?
That guy's
why?
Got the biggest beard?
Because he's a lumberjack.
Yeah, he's a lumberjack.
Here they come, Nick.
Okay, what's my question?
Okay, here's some things to think about.
Edward.
This is some things to think about.
About
I want to see
what
your thoughts.
It?
Can you cry underwater? Do you think you can cry?
Of course you can cry underwater.
How come?
Why would you? The water's so
but
peaceful.
I don't think you can.
I think
some people have.
Hold on a second. I think you can, but I don't think people do.
No, some people have said you can't cry because the water is pushing. Like, if I put my fingers on your tear
pressure.
Duct. Yeah, exactly. From the pressure.
Because
can you cry in space? I don't think so.
Maybe it depends how shallow
the water. Why
would
anyone cry in space? Would you miss them? Like Chris Hatfield, that classic Canadian guy. He
he's
missed his
guy.
Family, so he
yeah,
cried.
Yeah, probably. But he also had social media.
Okay, this is a good one. I think I've asked you this before. How important does a person have to be before they're considered assassinated before murdered? Because
yeah, you asked me this. I can't figure it out.
We never can figure it out.
No, if someone out there knows like how you the difference between being assassinated and being murdered,
and
how
people,
important
and then people
you have
was
to,
oh, it's because it was planned. Like you
is
were
it like
an
over 100,000 Twitter
matter.
Followers or something? Like
what if you're an assassin?
No.
Yeah, like what if you're an assassin? You say, oh, I murdered them. It just happens. Like if the news says CNN, they think they decide
by.
The world. CNN
no,
decides the world because so.
You never hear a president. Well, a president killed,
always gets assassinated.
It's president assassinated.
Yeah, they never get murdered.
It's almost returning thing. Do you have anything else there?
If money doesn't grow on trees, how come they have branches? You know, like my mom works at Canada Branch. Well, they don't.
That's more of a joke.
Okay.
That's more of a joke, but I appreciate the joke. So, wait, was it?
Okay, how come if bread is square, why is your sandwich meat round? We never, have you ever known?
Yeah, but comes off the edges. People, but think about it.
Why?
Because, look, think about a turkey. A turkey's a circle, idiot.
Well, not really.
Yeah, when it's shaved turkey, it's this way across the turkey.
Yeah, why wouldn't they just cut it square?
Because then you'd lose all the sides of the turkey.
Okay, you've answered it. Wasted. That was a good answer.
Idiots.
Okay, how come you put your 2 cents in, but it's only a penny for your thoughts?
I don't know who said that.
You never heard those things?
I heard my 2 cents.
Wow.
I've heard that's my 2 cents.
You never know it's a penny for your
thoughts. But I think it means my 2 cents as in my sense, as in like my logic.
Okay, so when you die and go to heaven, and like, you know how you're buried in a casket wearing some clothes? Do you wear those clothes in heaven?
Do you wear, but does heaven exist? I mean, this is the dumbest question I've ever heard.
Why does a round pizza come in a square box, bitch ass?
Oh, that. Oh, because so they're more stable when they're being delivered. Mm-mm. Yeah.
Mm-mm. Oh, no. Yeah. Why not? You can pack circles on top of circles.
Yeah, but if you're in a car with a bunch of them and you got like 4 stacked on top of each other, squares are way more stable than circles.
Where do we get? How do we know?
Because squares are triangles, just 2 triangles put together.
Oh, just because
a circle isn't a triangle.
You don't need it to be strong. They never invented it when there was delivery. The pizza box was invented like 4 million years ago.
Pizza wasn't invented 4 million years ago.
It had to have been.
What, with dinosaur eggs or something?
Why would they make the box?
Okay,
why? Because they didn't have tools to cut it. Let's just agree to disagree.
Okay. Because it's easier to make a square than it is a circle.
Okay.
Is that, can we agree on that? Yes. Thank you.
How is it that we put a man on the moon before we figured out that it's a good idea to put wheels on luggage?
Oh, that hurt my chest. What? That was a chest sneeze.
How do we put a man on the moon before we figured out it was good to put wheels on luggage?
I don't know, because people are ditzes.
Why would they do that? Why would they do that?
I don't know. Think about it.
Okay.
Let's think about it.
Why do people say slept like a baby when babies sleep horribly? They always wake up every 5 minutes.
That is so true. What the fuck's up with that saying?
Well, we don't know.
It's probably
it must have been back in the day. They must have slept good.
Ooh, piece of candy.
Okay. Miss's favorite thing.
Okay, what?
If a deaf person... I just love that. If a deaf person... Listen. If a deaf person... Yo, listen. If a deaf person goes to court, is it still called a hearing?
Ah! That's funny.
That's, we should ask.
That's called a trial.
We should tell Miss that one.
It's a trial.
Have
any more?
Okay, how come you're in a movie, but you're on TV?
Oh, what the hell? You can be in a TV show.
Okay. But you usually say, oh, I'm on TV. Like,
because I think, because TV.
I know why, because
like,
when
you're on
TV,
channel,
like you're, they accidentally videotaped you on the news. So you think, oh, I'm on TV.
And,
yeah.
No, but you're in a movie and you're in a show. Or you're in
the
news.
Yeah,
because
when you're in it, you're actually planned to be in it. When you're on TV by accident.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. You're on the news. I don't know what the difference is. We have to ask an expert.
Okay, this is the best one. Okay, so we go up to tall buildings.
Selfies on my couch.
We go up tall buildings.
Like
and then we pay money in those little binoculars to look at things on the ground.
Well, it's not necessarily the skyline too. It's not necessarily on the ground.
I know, but lots of people do that. They look at stuff on the ground. When
I don't know, because it's cool to see it from far away, to watch people without them seeing you. I think that's mostly what
it's for. How come doctors leave the room while you get changed when they're going to see you naked anyway?
I've never had a doctor leave the room when they're checking me out.
Yeah. Yeah, they leave the room to let you get on the little robe, and then they come back and see you naked.
Okay, take that sound off. It sounds like shit.
It's the time is up.
Oh, that's time. That's the end of the episode.
Okay, wait. One more.
What?
If a 911 operator has a heart attack, who does he call?
The Ghostbusters! Thanks for listening, everyone. Tune in next week or on Thursday or tomorrow, in fact.
Yeah, today
another,
probably.
Yeah, today probably. Yeah. Anyway, folks... Just don't steal my candy. All right, have a good day and night, and listen to us while you're sleeping.